This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having just one heck of a great day. How are you, Marianne Niehaus?
You know, I'm excited and a little nervous all at the same time.
Why? Because it's today?
Yeah, because you're going to be unplugged. Let's see what happens.
You know, I usually have guests on this show. I used to do the show, I don't know if anybody knows this, but my full-time job, did you know me during the business for breakfast days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to come and listen.
I used to have the craziest job, you guys. My job every day, Monday through Friday, was to cover the stock market like a newscaster, like a sports commentator, like a football game. I would look down on the stock market like that for 3 hours every day live all over the state of Colorado. We covered 89% of the state of Colorado during rush hour. So we were the show to be listened to. And what was depressing about that show, I would interview Maria Bartiromo. I would interview all these really cool people, Kramer, Donald Trump, people like that. But guess what? I knew that 99% of the people listening to the show in Colorado, the average income in Colorado is $5,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
So that means everybody in their car that were listening to me on the radio couldn't afford to buy a stock. That's where they were. So as a result of that, I was just giving them information they could look good at the water cooler with. And that bothered me deeply because I was a network marketer. What's that beeping?
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
And so as a result of that, I just hated being kind of hypocritical. And I would look forward to my Saturday show because my Saturday show was the only show where I could really get real. And it's so critical to me, to every one of you people, that I am straight as an arrow about what's really going on around network marketing and in the economy and what's happening out there in the world. And I don't hate corporate America. I actually like corporate America. I was a stockbroker. I was an airplane salesman. I've been an employee. I was good at every one of those. I was really, really good at those. And I didn't mind it. I had dreams. You know, I had goals. When I was in the restaurant business, I was committed that I was going to be the best restaurant guy there. And we were the number one stop in Colorado for this restaurant I ran called the Crestwood Restaurant. We had 75,000 people a month going through the doors. We had 103 employees under the age of 18, and I worked about 110 out of 168 hours a week. And that was what I thought I wanted to do. I was very, very well known in my town. I had a lot of notoriety. I had a lot of power, maybe. I wasn't exactly the best person I could be. I think that's where I realized that power and money would probably get me some places in life that might not be so admirable, and I started drinking a lot. And I think that's where the alcoholism that is Tom Chenault, that so defined my life for so long, really started. It was with that power and with that money at that restaurant. But nevertheless, I loved it. It was a great job. It was very, very fun. I met a lot of really cool people. And I'll never forget 20 years ago. I mean, no, a lot longer, 40 years ago. I can't even remember how long it was. I was 19 years old, so it had to be quite young. And a guy named Grady Franklin Maples walked into the restaurant. And he said, "Tom, I'm going to have breakfast." I go, "What are you doing in town?" He was a very, very prominent guy. He said, "I'm here to buy a ranch. I'm trying to find a ranch to buy." And I said, "Good, Grady, that's interesting. Sit over there, have some breakfast." And about an hour later, a guy named Dean Wicker walked in the door. Half an hour later. And I said, "Dean, what's going on?" He goes, "Oh, nothing. I'm trying to sell my ranch." I go, "Gee, many Christmas, Dean. That's interesting. Go sit over there with Grady. He's trying to buy one." So Dean walked over, sat down with Grady. They had bacon and eggs. I'm working 100 hours a week. I'm starting to drink too much. Things are already starting to unravel in my life. They finish their breakfast. They walk out the door with their arms around each other, headed to the bank to complete the ranch purchase deal. And I got nothing. And I looked at that and I said, that will never happen again. And that's when it dawned on me that my Rolodex, and all you young people, Rolodex is this big card thing that sits on your desk with all your phone numbers and all your names in it. And that's what you used to do. It was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all going in a circle. And you had these cards and that's how you look people up. So, make a long story short, everybody, that's when I started realizing how much power I had in my Rolodex. And for the rest of my life, the only thing about Tom Chenault that is of any interest whatsoever, my charisma, my looks, my personality, my intellect, my anything, pales in comparison to my Rolodex. Because I was the king of connection. And I've always been really, really good at it. And I was blessed with a great memory, but where I was most blessed is the knowledge that I don't have a great memory and to write everything down. So as I met people, I wrote down everything about them. And you know, Marianne, that's what I do to this day, don't I?
Yeah, you're crazy about it and so good at it.
It's uncanny. And so as a result of that, whenever I would meet somebody, I would keep notes on them. And so I left the restaurant business. At the restaurant though, we started having customers. You know, we were very busy and people couldn't, the food sucked and, they couldn't figure out why we were so busy all the time. But the reason was because we treated the people so well. And when the people, this is the truth and this is really important for all of you to listen to right now. When someone would come in the door, you know, Marianne's a very attractive woman and you come in with a party of four, party of seven. You were the best looking girl and you had that ugly sister of yours. And so we'd seat you and we'd be standing
there.
Hope
she's not listening.
Listening. Right. And I don't even know what your sister looks like. And we would key on the person who was least likely to get a compliment. Because you were used to going, everybody going, oh, Marianne, you're so cute. And your poor sister's over there just feeling like crud all her life. Because Marianne, and that's who I was, man. And my brother, John, was this huge athlete. He got all the accolades like crazy. My sister was my sister. My older brother was so sick that he was pure yellow, so people would come and hug Mike and say, oh, you're so sick. Oh, John, you're such a great athlete. Steph, you're such a sister. I was the invisible kid. I never got a compliment for anything. And I knew what that felt like. Yeah. So when the people would come in the restaurant, we would look for the person least likely to get a compliment. And we would compliment that person. So if it was an old lady that came in, the grandmother, and she just got her hair fixed. And in those days, you got your hair fixed. You guys now go to salons and things, but people used to get their hair fixed, and that meant they took like 45 cans of spray and just set it like that. And then the women would sleep sitting up for like a week and then they'd have to get their hair fixed again. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh, so that was hysterical. But we'd talk about that and these people would just love us and they'd come back next week and they'd come back next week. And that was how that restaurant became successful. And we had a huge, huge database, even then, of cards. So then I became an airplane salesman, did exactly the same thing. I paid attention to who everybody was. I knew everything about them. That wasn't such a big deal because you didn't have that many clients as a airplane salesman. But then I became a stockbroker in 1981. And I was just talking to a guy, my son Adrian, was talking to a guy that worked with me back then. And he was trying to explain this contact mapping, which is all we're talking about right now, to my son. And this guy goes, no, do you realize your dad was doing that before the internet? What you're telling me you're going to build, Adrian, your dad built that before the internet. When we were stockbrokers, we were the biggest stockbrokers in Denver because of your dad and his database. And what his database in those days was about 4 feet of yellow pads, whereby he cataloged every conversation by us and every one of our assistants, and then he devised a Dewey Decimal type system, so whenever somebody called, we could crack back to that conversation and remember why they called, what their dog's name, what their issue was in their life, and that's why we were so successful. Your dad's been doing that since 1981. So fast forward to network marketing. And here I am in network marketing for the last 28 years, which is unbelievable. I was thinking about Denise this morning. I met her 20 years ago when I was 45 years old, mm-hmm. and she was 30. I mean, my daughter's 30. If she were running around with a 45-year-old, I would kill her.
Yes, you would.
I cannot believe it. I married Denise 15 years. It's a God.
But you duped
her. I did dupe her.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I've been doing this contact mapping literally all my life, and it is what has made me successful. Because I have got a database now. We're working on something right now to show you guys how to all be contact mappers in your own right. And they are flipped out, the developers of this app, because I've got 16,000 names and relationships and maps in my phone already. They can't believe their eyes because yeah. I've got such data on everybody. But think of everything that's organized in your life. Everything in your book, everything that you've got, if you look on anything on Google, you just Google it, there it is. They find you on Facebook, they find you wherever. The only thing that is proprietary and not categorized and really organized is your own personal Rolodex, Marianne's personal Rolodex. And if I called you on the phone and I said, I want you to give me your husband or your Rolodex, you would probably, you would think twice.
I have to think.
You'd think twice. I'd think twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, you can have my husband. Oh, you can have my wife. Because your Rolodex is all you've really got.
Yeah.
And that's all your friends. That's all your business connections. And it's just sitting there in front of Facebook, LinkedIn, all this stuff where the public information is. But what you've got is yours and yours alone. And that's where your great power is. And that's what we've decided to show you how to really, really turbocharge that thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're building, and that's what contact mapping is. That's why the coffee shop interview is so doggone important, and that's why that is the secret weapon as to how come we are so successful in network marketing. Because we take that person on the front end of all these great systems you guys have, and we teach you how to have a relationship with those people. Because what you don't like about network marketing, let's face it, there's two things you don't like. You don't like going broke enthusiastically and taking other people with you, number one. And the second thing you don't like is having to look at everybody like they're a prospect instead of a human being. And that's what they train us to do. From Mark Yarnell with the 3-foot rule all the way through everything they teach you in network marketing. It's pretty much, even though they deny it, it's throw up on people. Show them the product's going to make them fly or that they're going to be a millionaire. Instead of developing the relationship first, cultivating the relationship first, finding out what they want to buy, finding out what they don't want to buy, waiting a couple of days, and then calling them back and selling them what they said they want to buy. That's all this boils down to. We're going to get back to a little bit more on this right after this break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TNC, C250AC, C250EC, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
All right, we're back. It's Marianne. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I'm trying to explain contact mapping to you, and I got a bunch of text messages, and they said, that's great, but what's that got to do with network marketing? And it does. It's got everything to do with network marketing, you maniacs. So just try to stay with me while I wrap a bow around this. I'm a terrible talk show host. I told you we needed a guest, so stop complaining. I'm trying to get to my point. I hope you haven't run into an embankment yet or anything like that. I love you. How are you? So, Marianne, what are you talking about? I didn't dupe anybody.
Well, yeah, you did. You duped Denise, and because you contact mapped her.
No, if you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheat.
Yeah. So you found out what it was she loved, what she was looking
she
for. You were her best friend.
White picket fences.
Yes.
She loved Oprah Winfrey. She loved Martha Stewart. She loved W Magazine because she loves fashion. So what's
mm-hmm.
that got to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Just because she came over to
because
my house and I had
all three
of them on the coffee table when she came by the first time. What do you call that? Duping?
Maybe.
No, that's just creating a mousetrap, man. She's looking at me going, oh, my gosh, look at all the things we've got in common. Then she told somebody, she says, you know, all these guys are trying to nail me and all this stuff, and they're just doing all this jazz, and I just wish somebody would remember about my six-year-old son. I love Dominic. My Dominic's more important to me than any man. Well, that's a tell, everybody. I put that in her contact map.
You spelled her last name wrong. Remember, you got had her last name.
Oh yeah, it was love at first sight. The very first time I saw her, I could not believe it. She took my breath away, and she walked by, and I never even talked to her again for months. And I said, "Who is that woman?" They said her name is Denise Ciani, C-I-A-N-N-I. And I went, "Wow!" And I logged it in my brain, and all of a sudden, that became really easy to type. So she was my password, Siani, for years. And finally, 2 years later, I dated her, and she goes, "What's the password on that account?" And I had to tell her it was her name, which was, fortunately, her name was spelled C-I-A-N-I, not N-N-I. So I even spelled her name wrong, but at that moment, she did realize I was a stalker. That was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
But that's true. And that's what we map everybody, don't we?
We do. And you know what? Here's the deal. Is that she fell in love with you because you were in love with her.
Yeah.
And people, here's what I recognize. Just, you know, we're working on this contact mapping. I'm working on my database. I'm looking at the people that I've contacted and the people that I haven't. And I feel like I lost out. Mm-hmm. So I've got to reach out. I've got to reconnect with those people. But this was, you know, back before. But what happens is that people fall in love with you. They fall in love with what's going on, with how much you care about them, and then they want to be a part of whatever it is you're doing. And so when people say, "I keep trying to convince somebody, you know, to do this," and there's no convincing in it. It's like you say all the time, love. What is that? What's your
love like crazy, then love more.
Yeah, love like crazy, then love more. Just because they don't participate the first or second or third or fourth time doesn't mean that eventually they're not going to become a part of this. And when somebody calls you up and says, "You know what? I think I really want to do this business," that's like a whole nother ballgame.
And everybody think, you know, one thing about me is I interview you so exhaustingly before you even know I. You know, it's an interrogation with me, but at least I know what you want to buy. You know, when I walk in a store, into a Starbucks, man, every Isagenix guy in the whole place is just grabbing me, trying to give me a shake, you know, a weight loss drop or a shake or something like that, because they just think they won the lottery. And, you know, that's great, except that isn't what I'm in the market for. And a few years ago, about 10 years ago now, I had a major interruption in my network marketing business where I had to change companies. And that was unbelievable. And I was a good network marketer. And everybody called me with a pitch. They called me with a deal. "We'll give you $25,000 a month. We'll give you this. We'll give you that." Big money, lots of money, lots of stuff. But the people I listened to are the ones that knew me, cared about me, and loved me. And you know what? The people that are going to just be doing business with you are the people that feel that way about you, that you feel that way about. This is not a numbers game. And you talk about, you know, I'll never forget Brig Hart when he was talking about how to really make it in Monavie many years ago. And that whole speech at Monavie was three on the left, three on the right, and teach them to do the same thing. You bring in three on the left, three on the right, do the same thing. My company, it's bring in four, teach them to do the same thing. But at the end of the day, it isn't a numbers game. This throwing it against the wall and hope something sticks is absolute lunacy. This is a relationship people business at the level that you're not going to believe. Here comes another break. I'm glad that you don't have erectile dysfunction like that last one. Marianne was howling. So here's the deal. You know, this is real radio, so you have real commercials. I am not the advertising salesman, so don't get me mad about that either. We'll be back right after this. This is the Tom Chenault Show with my mother, Marianne Niehaus.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. We had a blast during the break just talking about just the success we've had over the years, being the hot messes that we are, because we care about people so much, and we love like crazy. We love more. We take our agenda out of the conversation, and we put other people's in, and that's been our complete secret weapon. So inside of that, that's what I want to teach you guys to do. And we are good at that. That coffee shop interview, the coffeeshopinterview.com website that I keep telling you to go to learn this coffee shop interview, is really something that's quite important for you. Trust me on this. Because if you learn that, you really learn everything. And it shows you the seven steps that I try to live my life to every day. When the seventh step of the seven, and you'll see what they are. The seventh one is, in every interaction I have with another human being, my goal is to have them feel better about having met me than they did when they got there. End of story. And I do that with literally everybody because I don't want to look at people like a prospect. I want to look at people like they are somebody that I can serve, that I can contribute to. I had a guy call me on the phone, and it's just horrific listening to these voice messages. A couple of days ago, he called me on the phone and asked me something about something to do with business. The next day, he called me up and said, I'm really shook up about a friend of mine dying. And then 16 calls yesterday and today have been incoherent drunkalogs. And I finally got hold of him today, and I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, I'm just feeling like shit about this keto diet. Excuse my language. That was a quote. And I go, you don't remember calling me 16 times on the phone, do you? And he goes, no. And I go, you called me 16 times and you left me 5 messages. And you need to stop drinking, don't you? And he goes, I don't know. I go, here's the definition of a drinking problem. I said, does your girlfriend like you drinking? No, she doesn't like it. The real definition of a drinking problem is you have one when drinking is creating a problem in your life. That's when you have a problem, is when it's creating a problem, because you're choosing alcohol over anything else. I said, so you don't ever get to call me again until you've gone to an AA meeting. So today, you don't get to call again today, and he hasn't called yet. But his homework is to call me today after he goes to a meeting. But if I were just trying to throw up on this guy and turn him into a prospect, I would have missed that opportunity to serve him mm-hmm. in a time of the greatest need in his life. And that's every one of us. Every one of us have a story that would bring people to their knees if they just took the time to listen to it. I've got that story. Marianne, you've got 30 of them. I've never heard anybody that's had unbelievable stories in their life like yours. And one of the reasons I love you so much is what you fought through. And what the point I make to all of you is, take the time to get to know people. Take the time to love people. I don't know what your hereafter looks like, but I promise you, whatever your hereafter looks like is going to reward you greatly for being that kind of human being. And hopefully network marketing is going to reward you greatly too. So that goes to this thing called contact mapping. And all you're doing, imagine an app like this, because you're going, how do I keep all these notes? What happens if you put in your phone, you know, right now, you guys might have my name, you might have my phone number. My name is Tom Chenault, TomChenault. My phone number is 720-840-7222. Now, those of you that are scrambling for your phone, that is true. So that you put that in your phone, and then up in the right-hand corner, you hit the word save. And you hit save. And then you've got Tom Chenault, spelled correctly, and his phone number. Now, what happens if all of a sudden you hit save and it pops up and it says, do you have a picture of Tom? And you go, heck, I think I have a picture I got with Tom at GoPro last year. So you pull that picture out, you put that in that little slot. Now you got a picture of you and I in that picture. So whenever you call me, that picture comes up. Whenever I call you, that picture comes up. You go up there and you hit save again. It says, wait a minute, what do you know about Tom Chenault? And you think, what do I know about Tom Chenault? He spoke at GoPro. He flies a Cessna airplane. His wife drives a Tesla. He drives a BMW, a 1973 BMW 2002 TII, because he's a bum.
Look that up.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of people that know that car.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And the last thing is he lives on a lake in Longmont, Colorado. And then you hit save. And you go about your business. And then 2 months from now, you've got a friend that says, man, I love BMW 1973s. And you're going, gosh, I know somebody in my subconscious that's got that car. Who drives those BMW 2002s? So you put in your search bar on your phone, BMW 2002 TII, and everybody in your database and in your life that's got that anything to do with a 1973 BMW 2002, that pops up. So you're going to see my picture and maybe two or three other people that you know that have those similar cars. And you're going to be able to identify me by my name or my picture because your brain's going to start that recognition. But for the first time in your life, you are now categorizing and cataloging your database like everything else on the planet is, but nobody else is, because your database is yours, nobody else's. And now you've got this unbelievable ability to recall and cross-reference literally every human being you've met. And you're thinking, what difference does that make? Really? Okay, well, next time your kid gets sick and you need a specific doctor, what's the first thing you're doing? You're going, who do I know that knows a radiologist or an orthodontist or whatever? All we are really looking for in life is true connection. And the only way that you're going to get true connection is through contact mapping and mapping your database. If you don't believe me, go read the book, The Power of Who by Bob Bodine. Because Bob Bodine says, and this is The Power of Who, he's the most influential man in the National Football League you never heard of. That's how Pete Rozelle said that. Why is he like that? Because he definitively proves to you that your entire life, you already know everybody that you need to know in your life if you would just learn to use the people you already know to find out who they know, 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 and learn to have powerful conversations with that tight circle in order to ask them powerfully to help you out. Because nobody wants to help you out in your life like that tight circle of maybe 10 or 15 people, but those are also the only 10 or 15 people that you don't call for help. It's not who you call for help. You never call me for help. I'd do anything for you. And that's the way we all are, because we've got that. Tom Chenault's the same way. Don't think that's, I am the worst. I'm the best for giving help, and I'm the worst for asking for help. Call it pride, call it ego, call it fear, call it whatever. It's unbelievable. And I actually had something happen here about 3 months ago from a friend that I've known for 20 years who I called him up and asked him for a favor. And he told me no. And my brain immediately went back to, see, I told you so. That'll teach me to ask for help versus just go to the next guy.
Right.
It really, really, really threw me for a loop. And I hadn't thought about it until just now.
Wow.
I literally stopped looking when that guy told me no. But at the end of the day, you guys.
But that's what happened. Well, that's what happens in network marketing, right?
Yeah.
We ask a couple people. We haven't done, our due diligence. And they tell us no. And then we're like, well, see. Nobody wants to do this business.
Yeah. So Adrian, my son, that came from Zurich, Switzerland, he was working for a company called Rackspace and had a huge job. He was head of international finance, and he was in charge of Australia, England, Switzerland, Hong Kong, and someplace else. And he answered to the bosses in San Antonio, Texas. So whenever he looked at his phone as the director of international finance, it was Armageddon. Something bad was going on. He was working literally 24/7 under immense pressure, three small kids, standing in the shower. He's going to Y Combinator. He's reading about all these people doing internet startups. He's praying. He's a real spiritual kid. He's praying in the shower. And this is true. All of a sudden, he went, my dad. I could monetize my dad in that contact mapping. I could digitize it for the world to have the same tool that my dad's been doing intuitively forever. And that's what we're working on. So if you go to Facebook, we've got a contact mapping group started where we're teaching you how. So you have to join that group. So if you go to thecoffeeshopinterview.com, you'll get the coffee shop interview. And then if you go to that group on Facebook, we're not charging any money for any of this jazz. So don't go there. I'm not a charger of things. I can tell you, we need you, and we're going to write blogs, and we're going to show you how to contact map people. Because I don't care if it was that restaurant. I don't care if it was the airplane sales business. I don't care if it was the brokerage business, and I don't care if it's network marketing. Your only strength, I'm telling you, your biggest strength is your circle of influence, and the person with the most data wins. And you think you can remember all this stuff, and nothing makes me madder. Nothing. And then I'm sitting in a, I meet somebody, then I can tell the guy likes me, and he goes, oh man, Tom, you're cool. And you're really, really nice and whatever it is. And then I see him tomorrow and he goes, man, how are your two daughters and your son doing? And how do you like that Lexus? And are you still flying that Mooney? And I go, number one, it's two boys, one girl. It's a Tesla, not a Lexus. And it's a Cessna. It's not a Mooney. But the guy kind of remembered it, mm-hmm. but he didn't write it down. And it's just like going to the restaurant. You know it's going to be a bad day when you're a party of six and that 21-year-old kid that was out all night last night stands in front of you and doesn't have a pen and paper and says, let me take your breakfast order. And you know that he is going to get jacked up.
Yep.
Sure as heck. You just want to record it for him and hand him your phone so he can recap it in the kitchen before he types it into the computer, because his memory is not that good. None of ours is. And why not just write it down, put it down, have it? And I'll never forget, and I'm going to tell the Victoria Barron statement. So Escape International, I'm up in Michigan, and Victoria, so Victoria Barron's like this powerful network marketer, and she's got a husband named Iggy, and they're up there in Michigan, and it's a company we're acquiring. And I have to tell you the story after the break. It's a good story. All right, so here's what you're doing during the break. Go to the Tom Chenault Show. I'm sorry, go to thecoffeeshopinterview.com. Put the in front of it. The potato, potato. Coffeeshopinterview.com. And also go to that Facebook group for contact mapping and join it. I'm going to change your life. I am committed to that. That's why I'm on this planet. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, it's the final segment. Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus. Unplugged today. Pretty fun. We thought it was going to be a lot tougher than this, but we're talking about the contact mapping. We're talking about the coffee shop interview, talking about the fact that that has been the secret to our success. And if I talk to you on the phone, there's a pretty good chance I mapped you. So if you want to call me, interview me, get interviewed by me, understand this, don't hesitate to call me, 720-840-7222. That's my phone. But at the end of the day, just be better people. But going back to the contact mapping, Victoria Barron, you know how you meet people, and she's the top of one company. I'm doing okay with my company. And she goes flying across the room, and she's got this big, she's all puffed up, and she's got her hand out. And she goes, "Hi, Tom. Nice to meet you." And I go, "Nice to see you, Victoria." And you could just see her face going, "What the heck did that mean?" And she goes, "Have we met?" And I go, "Oh, yeah, 5 years ago down in Colorado Springs. You were at that health seminar on, like, in February. I think it was February 17th. And you were there and down there just off of I-25 and Academy. And you were with your husband, Iggy. He here?" And I'm telling you, she about swallowed her cigar. But it cemented the relationship because I remembered her. So I contacted her today. It was in my phone, and I used it 5 years later. Now, I'm telling you, you can't remember my pancake order for 5 minutes, much less 5 years. So put it down and put it in your date in your notes. I'll show you this app when we get there. But I'm telling you guys, I don't care if you're in the restaurant business, the airplane business, the stock brokerage business, the real estate business. I just bought that new house. I go to the party. Every neighbor's coming up to me, hugging me, going, "Oh, welcome to the neighborhood." I'm interviewing them like crazy. I know that if I didn't do what I did, it was going to get all goofed up. But every time I met somebody, I walked away. I recorded in my notes their exact story. And then I went back to the party and met somebody else. And it just happened last night. We were out to dinner, and I remembered everything about our first conversation with these people. They couldn't believe it. But all we want to do is be remembered authentically. And if you're going to, and this thing is a dangerous weapon. If you're going to use it to harm people, don't use it. If you're going to use it to manipulate people, don't use it. But if you're just trying to show people that you actually listen to them, which is novel, that you care about them, which is a miracle, it's unbelievable. And you're all living on your darn phones, and everybody can't stand it. You might as well use that smartphone for something good and something powerful and pour some relationships in there. And you do it all the time.
I know.
Always calling me. Go.
Well, no, I just have to laugh because, you know, now that I've been doing this for so long over the last several years, but, you know, somebody that I knew, you know, that I met, you know, before this, I'll pull them up and I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I don't have any information on them. I might have a name and I might have the company they were with, but I didn't interview them. I didn't do what I do now with everybody that comes into my life. So much that I went to go get pick up my car because there was a little bit of a problem with it. And I started interviewing the service guy. And I said, wow. I said, how long have you worked here? And he said, oh, about 4 years. And I said, sweet. And we chat a little more. And I said, well, where'd you work before this? And he goes, well, actually, my parents owned a mechanic shop. And, you know, he started describing it. It was in Boulder and Ken had worked there. And we're like, wow. And he goes, yeah, but they sold it. They're supposed to sell it to me. They sold it right out from under me. To tell you the truth, it's kind of a sore subject with me. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's like, no, that's okay. I've gotten over it.
But once you dial into people's life, they're not going to.
I can have that conversation a million times with him.
TheCoffeeShopInterview.com. Here's the deal. Once you start understanding that you don't have to pitch somebody, sell somebody, manipulate somebody, you just need to listen and know the questions to ask, that whole conversation you've got is, I don't have any leads, which is preposterous. Mm-hmm. If, you know, our whole mantra is, if you want to be successful in network marketing, interview two people a day, three-way one every day, and you're not going to have any need of leads forever. And the second thing is to stop looking at people as a prospect. Look at them as human beings. And everything's going to be great. And what we never do is that. And we're here to teach you this. That's what our job is. My mission on this planet and why I want you to go pro, to go pro. And I talk about it all the time. I posted this. I didn't even know we were speaking at GoPro. Eric Worre is an idiot. There are so many better speakers out there, better trainers. Why he chose Denise and I is beyond me.
Because it's Denise.
No, yeah, whatever it was a mistake. So we never dreamt we were going to, you know, because we heard it was going to be training only and mm-hmm. it was going to be all content. And we know that we are all sizzle, no steak. So we were flabbergasted. Please don't go for Denise and I. Please go for the other 8 speakers, for Eric's training, for Tony Robbins, for Brandon Bouchard, for Pitbull. This is going to be one of the epic experiences of your life on that post. We've got a link. We've got cheap tickets. We'll throw that back up, that post, so you can buy some. You have to go. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go to GoPro. It's life-changing. My career shifted when I stopped listening to my company, who were trying to keep me in the dark because they didn't want me getting recruited by somebody else because they thought they owned me. They don't own anything. They don't own you. They don't own your brain. They don't own your free will. They don't own anything. Go learn this business so you can teach this business and become better. And then go back to your company and teach those presidents of that company that scarcity mentality is absolutely it's a joke. So whatever you do, everybody, we'll see you next week with a real guest and a real show. But we had fun today, didn't we, Marianne?
We did. I loved it.
I can't live my life without you, baby Cakes. You are a great
Thank
mom.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.